So the topic for today is, does God still heal today? There are various opinions on this. There's the cessationists that believe that the miracles and the signs and wonders have basically stopped with the apostles. But I think what we need to do is we need to look at what does God's word say to find the truth. I can testify to you that it didn't stop for sure in Jesus' name. But let's look at what his word says on this. Okay, so first we find the prophecy, Isaiah 53, verse 4 to 5, where Isaiah prophetically expressed that healing is a key benefit of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So let's read what Isaiah said. Surely he has come to borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Say, with his wounds we are healed. Amen. Then what happened now? Now, 700 years later, that prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. And we see that in Matthew 8, verse 16 to 17. Just the next slide. So it says there, that evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and he bore our diseases. Amen. So we have the prophecy and we have the fulfillment. So next, after Jesus was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit, and then he went into the desert. He was tempted by the devil, and he came out of there victorious. And then we read in Matthew 4, verse 17, that Jesus then began to preach, and he started calling his disciples. Now, I just want to, some of the scriptures that I'm going to be speaking of, you will not find in the slides, because as I was preparing for this sermon, God basically woke me up three nights in a row at 4 o'clock, and he was just putting scriptures into my spirit, so I added them onto my sermon, but it's not added onto the slides. My wife wasn't there to help me with the slides. She helped me with the slides when I set it up initially. Okay. So, then we have Jesus starting his ministry. He called his disciples and he delegated authority for ministry to them. And he said to them, freely we have received, freely we must give. So Jesus instructs his disciples. We look at Matthew 1, it's not on there, but Matthew 10 verse 1 says, summoning his 12 disciples, he gave them the authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and heal every disease and sickness. And proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You have received without paying, give without pay. Yes, that is the Jesus' instructions. So, then we'll find that we have the prophecy, we have the fulfillment, then Jesus delegated. And today, even still, God delivers his message to the world through the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us. And that power of the Holy Spirit comes with signs and wonders and miracles. Yes, amen. So in Corinthians 4:20, just the next slide again. Corinthians 4:20. Paul said, for the kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but of power. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of God. Okay, but now, the question is, what about today? What about today? What about right now? Does he still heal? In Acts 10:38, we read, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all those were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, The miraculous, the healing and deliverance were key tools that Jesus used in his ministry. As I was going through the gospel and preparing for this sermon, it's just amazing how every time that you start studying the gospel, how you get blessed. Of course, the scriptures Jesus just churns them and it comes forth. And you see this blessing, you look at it and you say, "How, Lord, how have I never understood this? Or I've read this, but it never spoke to me like it speaks to me now." So it was never Jesus' intention for his type of ministry, for healing, for deliverance from demonic affliction, for raising the dead, all of those. He died for that on the cross, and it was never his intention that that should stop with him when he ascended to heaven. We read in John 20, verse 21, as he was preparing to send his disciples, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I'm sending you." So we've just read Acts 10:38 there. So how did the Father send Jesus? And how is Jesus sending his disciples? He sends them anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And closely linked to this, we find in John 14, verse 12. This is such a powerful passage to me. I mean, I get so excited when I read this. We read in John 14, 12. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father." So, this is such a powerful confirmation to me that Jesus never intended his ministry or his type of ministry to cease on earth. No, he said, whoever believes, present tense, whoever believes will do the same things I did and even do more. We can't do better than raising the dead, but that more means we have more time. We will have more miracles, we have more healings, we'll have more deliverance. That is what we're here for, to glorify the Father. So we have to be believers to operate in the power of God. That is the only qualification. We have to believe. We have to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. That is the only qualification. It's not an exclusive club. It was not only limited to the apostles and the disciples. Every believer, that is the word of Jesus himself. So not only are we qualified, but we are also commissioned. And I just want to read from Matthew 28, verse 18. It's not on there. "So then Jesus came near and said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Powerful. Powerful. So, again, there it is. Whoever believes, that is us. We've all received Jesus as our Savior. And the commission, there it is in Matthew 28. There's no argue against that. Stands firm. So, in conclusion to that, yes, Jesus still heals today. God still heals today. God still does everything that he did in the ministry of Jesus and in the early church in Acts. It still happens today. It's just, are we willing to be called? Are we willing to be qualified? Are we willing to be obedient? So it starts with us, but it can also stop with us. And the amazing thing is that God does not call the qualified. Now, qualified in another sense, God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And this is the qualification. So we come to the next point is, why did Jesus heal and why is he still healing today? First of all, Jesus was sent by the Father, John 6:38. For I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who has sent me. Second reason why Jesus healed. It was in response to those in need. Now the Gospels are abundant with examples of the healing ministry of the Lord of the harvest. Again, a scripture that was just dropped in my spirit after the slides were prepared, so it's not on there. Matthew 9, verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. Say, healing every disease and every affliction. Amen. So if one reads a bit further in that scripture, you come across where Jesus says, the harvest is big and the laborers are few. And that is why he's the Lord of the harvest, because there is so much need in our time today around us. We're all in bondage, poverty. You can look at it, demonic afflictions, deception. The devil is on a roll. And we are the ones that have to stop it through the power of God. We're called to do this. So next, the third reason for Jesus' healing is that through miracles, signs, and wonders, the Father is revealed. The Father is revealed. In Exodus 15, verse 26, God reveals himself as a healer. We read, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord your healer. And then in Psalm 103, verse 3, we also see, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. And if you can just have a look at Colossians 1, verse 15. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. So, yes, the Father is revealed. The second the fourth reason why God, or Jesus, healed in his ministry and is still healing today is it reveals the Messiah. Luke 4, verse 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the good year of the Lord's favor. Now, that passage there is what Jesus quoted in the synagogue. And actually, he was given a scroll to read, and he read in that scroll was Isaiah 61. There's a prophecy. That is a prophecy where Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah in that synagogue. The punchline is in Luke 4:21. It's not on there, but listen to the punchline where Jesus said to them, and this is now after he's read from this scroll, and he said to them, and he began to say to them, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And then in Matthew 11, verse 2 to 4, is when I was reading this, it's also not on there, but God showed me the scripture. And when I was reading this, it was such a powerful scripture to me. But I've read it so many times before in my life, and it never spoke to me like at that moment. And this is Matthew 11, verse 2 to 4. And if you go and read that, that is the part where Herod has imprisoned John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was sitting in prison, and he called his disciples and say, go to Jesus and ask him if he is the one. And they went. And listen to Jesus' reply. Go to John and report what you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk. Those with skin diseases are healed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor are told the good news. Powerful stuff. And basically Jesus said to them, duh, I am the one. Look and see, listen. And he told them, I am the one. That is what that scripture says. Yes, I am the one. So he reveals them. He reveals himself through his ministry and healing. Fifthly, it also proves the divine authority of Jesus to forgive sins. We read in Matthew 9, verse 4 to 5. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, why do you harbor evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, get up, pick up your mat, and go home. What is easier? Forgiveness or healing? Doesn't matter. What we can take from that is it both shows God's mercy and compassion. Both. We need both. Six reasons for Jesus' ministry, healing ministry on earth. It brought the kingdom of heaven to earth. And it still does so today. As the kingdom of God advanced on the earth through healing and deliverance, and Jesus loosed people from captivity and demonic influence, and by default, the dominion and the works of the devil were destroyed. As Jesus was breaking those stuff over people's lives, as he was healing, the devil's work were destroyed. His works were destroyed. That's why it's so important for us to stand up today and be obedient to the commission. God doesn't need us, but he wants to use us. So we all know how Jesus healed, we're all aware of the passage where he healed this lady with infirmity, and it was on a Sabbath, and the synagogue leaders were questioning his acts. And he said to them, in Luke 13:16, and ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? So, by delivering that lady from that bondage that has bounded her for 18 years, he broke the works of Satan and the kingdom of God that drew near to her. And that's what he wants to do today. So, all of these reasons that Jesus healed and is still healing glorifies the Father, because the Father sent Jesus. But also, if one can just summarize that, that is also not on there. It's also just a scripture that was dropped in my spirit afterwards. If one can summarize all of these with one verse, it will be 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Can we have an amen? Hey. Now, it comes to us. We are co-laborers with God. We are co-laborers with Jesus. We've received the Holy Spirit. We have our part to play. So, why we should pray to heal the sick and do deliverance and all of these things, why? So, like I said, healing and deliverance was not exclusive to Jesus' ministry. It was not exclusive to the early church in Acts and afterwards. It is meant for today as well and going forward. So why should we do this? Why should we be obedient? Firstly, Jesus is our model. If we say we believe in him as our King and our Lord, we are also empowered and called to do the same things that he did. So it requires obedience from us. It's one thing to say that Jesus is our Savior, but it's another thing when we say He's also our Lord. Because the moment we say, Jesus, You are our Savior and our Lord, we have to be obedient to Him. And that is obedient to everything, every commandment, as we've read in Acts, Matthew 28, verse 18, to uphold everything that He has preached and said. And that includes the commission to be obedient to that. Second, why we should pray for the sick and do the healings and follow Jesus in His ministries. God uses people like us to release the blessing of the atonement. He wants us to preach salvation, to preach sanctification, to exercise our spiritual gifts so that the body of Jesus Christ may be edified. And He wants to bring deliverance to the demonic oppressed and break the curses of poverty and hopelessness. Because poverty and hopelessness is a curse that is never meant to be our standard of living. Thirdly, why we should obey is God uses people like us to bring the blessing of healing. Now, this is where I actually want to share a testimony with you guys as well. 2015, I was saved basically in 2006, but I've backslidden so many times, I couldn't even remember. But 2015, we've moved to George, and Armour Kennedy is the pastor there, Chofar George. And one Sunday morning as we went to church, he said, come join our men's group. He was leading a men's group on Wednesday mornings, and he said, come. And during that week, my wife, who's anointed as a watchman and a prophetess and just amazing, she said, God showed her that I must go. I've got a purpose there. And so I went. And then, these guys prayed for me. We're like 10 guys, and they prayed for me, and it was amazing how I just, that was about August 2015, how I just experienced increase in intimacy with God. It started. So then Armu said, no, you guys must go on a missions. I said, yay, missions. And he said, Nepal or Sri Lanka. And there was a bit of a division. Guys wanted to go climb mountains in Nepal, and some said, no, Sri Lanka, it's more flat. So it ended up for Sri Lanka, and we were six guys that initially then said, okay, we will go. But like in December 2015, things were going pear-shaped at my previous employer at a rapid nose of, quickly. We were having difficulties there, and I just in a meeting in December, I thought, no, I can't go. I need to look after my job now. And in January, now I know that God speaks to you through His word, and I've heard a lot of people say God spoke to them audibly, but I've never experienced that. But on a Sunday morning, God likes to wake me up at 3:30, 4:00, and he likes that because then my mind's a bit more clear. He woke me up and he said, I phoned Alma. I said, no, take me off your list. I'm not going on missions. I'm staying home. I'm going to look after my job. And that Sunday morning, about 3:00, 3:30, God woke me up and audibly said to me, why do you put your things before mine? I was like, what? And he said again, why do you put your things before mine? And immediately, I knew what this is about. And I woke my wife and I said, I've got to go. I gotta go. And I said, God, I will go. I will go. But You have to show me miracles, signs, and wonders. I will go. And about 6:00, I text Alma. I said, put me back on the list. I'm going. And on my wife's birthday's on the 3rd of April. And on the 3rd of April, she just told me she had this vision, this prophetic vision of the Lion of Judah roaring. And God is going to shake up the spiritual through alignment. And she said it's even going to impact our family. Well, that was the 3rd of April. The 6th of April, I was fired. So that prophecy certainly came true. But the amazing thing is, because I've accepted this commission of God, it didn't bother me. I just knew He had me. He had my back. Okay, long testimony. So now, the six of us went to Sri Lanka. Six guys. And we were there for 10 days. And in those 10 days, we saw over 300 miracles and healings of people. Some of them creative miracles where God lengthened people's shorter limbs. In front of our eyes, a shorter leg would grow out. And this blessing of healing, it's not only a blessing to the person that you pray for, it blesses your own life. Because what it does, it just again shows you the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God. So glory to Him, all the glory to God. And sharing this testimony is such a privilege. Why is testimony so important today? It's not what I did. I can't even heal a light headache. I can do nothing. It's only God that can heal. But what does this do when I testify about this? I give glory to God. And through that, people get hope. They hear this. If God does this for somebody else, He can do it for me as well. Testimony increases our faith. Okay, so back on track. Fourth reason why we need to pray and follow Jesus is it demonstrates the love and compassion of God. But that is what He's about. He's about love and He's about compassion. God's heart is to heal the brokenhearted, to set captives free, bring sight to the blind, liberate the oppressed, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Look at Matthew 8, verse 16. That evening they brought to Him many who were oppressed by demons, and He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Healed all who were sick. Say, healed all who were sick. Thank you. And Luke speaks about the same event in Luke 4, verse 40. Now, when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to Him, and He laid His hands on every one of them and healed them. Now, what's so amazing as well, when I was going through the scriptures, after I've prepared the slides, I came across so many scriptures which spoke of these crowds that followed Jesus. And He healed them all. He didn't skip one of them. He healed them all. That is His compassion. That is His love. So, fifthly, it also demonstrates God's supernatural power. We already know now that deliverance, healing, all of those, is just supernatural power from God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us. So we read Matthew 10, verse 1. And He called to Him His 12 disciples and gave them the authority over clean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. Say, we have the authority. It promotes evangelism. Healing and deliverance are evidence of the power and mercy, compassion of God. And that will lead the lost to repentance. Again, I just want to quickly refer to Sri Lanka. On our last service there on a Sunday, there were about 300-400 people. And lots of them were Hindus and Buddhists. And when Amu preached that day, and when he finished his preaching, and we did it, we did the altar call, man, that whole church came forward. They were like 5-6 deep and just pressing forward. They wanted prayer. They wanted to be saved. So that is what we can do if we obey and we pray for the sick and we do what Jesus commissioned us. We can help the lost. Amen. So in Mark 16, Jesus clarifies that his commission to us today is no different in demonstration than that it was when his disciples walked with him. In Mark 16, verse 16 to 18, that is such a very powerful scripture to me. Again, whoever believes, no exclusivity, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink anything deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. That is a promise. That is a promise of God. That is a promise of Jesus. That is authority. That is power for us to go out. I'm so excited about this. I truly am. Because I've seen what God can do. I know that He's faithful to that. I know it. Remember Jesus' words in John 14:12. Whoever believes in me, what He said, will do the same things that I did and even do more. And again now in this scripture that I've just read, Mark 16, these signs will accompany those who believe. Again, I say we have the power and we have the authority. So let's look at what Jesus did. He delivered people from demonic affliction. He cleansed the lepers. He healed all kinds of diseases. No exclusivity there. Nothing too small, nothing too big. All kinds of diseases. And He raised the dead. And He says, if we believe, whoever so believes, can do the same things that He did. Man, it excites me. I'm psyched up. If I hear sickness today, if I hear somebody speak of sickness, I just want to say, can I pray for you? That's because I know God can touch them. Okay, so we nearly finished. In closing, we look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Everybody knows the Lord's Prayer. And it starts with, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That is what we're called to do. Bring heaven to earth. Will we find Satan or his demons in heaven? No. Will we find sickness or disease there? No. Will we find poverty there? No. Heaven is holy. It is pure. And those are Jesus' words. Let your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. But it will not be done if we're not obedient. We have to step out. And I tell you, that step out is a step of faith. When I was in Sri Lanka, that was my first missions in my life. I've never prayed for people. I've watched some of these healing crusades, and I thought, before I was saved, what an act. I landed in Sri Lanka on a Sunday. My Amu gave me the first sermon to preach. I've prepared a sermon on healing, but it's not this one. I prepared a sermon on healing, and when these people, the Sri Lankans, when they praised and worshiped, it was so powerful. I just felt, I just become so emotional because I felt the presence of God. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit so strong. And after I've preached and we asked if there's anybody who would like prayer, whole church, to the front. And this the first guy that was on, we were on the stage, and the first guy that came up, we were two guys doing missions in that church that day, myself and Clyde, a beloved brother of mine. And as this guy came up, he was the first one on the stage, and we asked, okay, what can we pray for you for? And he said he's a drug addict, and he wants deliverance. And now this is my first time. I took some oil, and as I touched this guy, down he goes, slain in the spirit. And I looked at Lion and said, what's this? What's happening? And I was so, you know, and that was like, immediately God showed up with his promise. Deliverance, signs, wonders, healing. That day, in that church, so many people got saved, and so many people got healed, and delivered, demonic deliverance. And God showed himself faithful. And the works of the devil was destroyed, and heaven drew near. Thank you. Thank you.